The things that you thought were your big hairy audacious goal, your BHAG, that you just, oh, if I could only get to this, it's just a Tuesday afternoon for these people. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. This episode is going to help you level up. There's a whole world out there that you are blind to. You need to open your eyes and see what possibilities are out there for you. We have the closing thought of the episode. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Thank you for the likes, subscribes, everyone that's following us. I'm having a lot of fun. I love talking about this. I love the new ideas that come to me throughout the week, and I get to share them with you. Now, this podcast today is something that I've been thinking about for the past, probably it's been going on for the past 2 years. It's something that has slowly been happening and developing. And honestly, within the past maybe 6 months, it's really, I've been able to tangibly see the change, tangibly see the difference. And I want to share this with you because it's been enlightening for me. And I go back to maybe, I don't know why, but seventh grade English. And that's when I think I learned what a paradigm shift was. A paradigm shift, if you aren't aware, is where you see the world a certain way, something happens, and now your thoughts, beliefs, your view of the world is different. And you approach things differently. It'll never be the same because you see that change, right? You were blind, now you see, but you've been opened up to the world that was hidden from you, and it's different. And it's taking me so long to get here. I will tell you this, if you're starting a practice or going to start a practice, it's going to take you years before this makes sense, before you actually grasp it and do what I feel is the most powerful thing to do to make the change. But I want you to get there quicker than I did, okay? I was very insulated and insecure, and I wouldn't talk to other doctors, I wouldn't collaborate, and I just lived in my little bubble. If I heard anything outside the norm, I'm like, oh, that won't work for me, or I'm doing it better, and just was very naive to that. And that stifled my growth and led me to be a fledgling, not fledgling, I was fine, but 600 to 800K general revenue. Well, once I opened up my eyes and started doing things that were outside the box, you know, we got up to like 1.3 in revenue. That's awesome for me, West Michigan, my demographic. And I think once you get to that realization, the sky's the limit. Okay. I think all of us need this paradigm shift, this realization that we're not going to do it alone, that we need other people to be successful. And it's surrounding yourself with good people in your office. It's having good mentors, good colleagues to talk to, but leveling up. And this became even more tangible when I started to seek others' advice. Seek what the other officers were doing. What was I missing? Why was I not growing? And we're going to get towards the end of this podcast what you can do to level up. But the things that affected me the most, number one, going to the P3 conference and being part of that study group. Just being around like-minded individuals that have already accomplished so much changed my perspective. And then when I visited BioTissue, seeing what that company was, how they started, just a doctor and his wife, to having a research and development lab, a corporate office, like rewrote the standard of care for ocular surface disease, you know, got a CPT code. They've just done so much because they dreamed big, okay? So a couple of things I've learned from being around those environments is, number one, the elite, the people that are good at what they do, and this spans not only across optometry, but all industries, the elite operate from a position of abundance and not scarcity. They will freely share ideas with you, freely let you know what they do, because they know that we all win. That there's enough out there that we all can have a piece of the pie. When I was naive and I was just starting, scarcity mindset. If I give you this idea, you're going to take it from me and I'm going to be out of luck, right? I wanted all my ideas to be insular. I wouldn't put it out there because I didn't realize that execution is 90% of the equation. The idea is nothing. I share ideas with you all the time. And I love doing that. I let you know exactly what I'm doing in my office because now I'm aware that the idea isn't the big thing, it's executing that. And that takes a constant, diligent, maniacal effort to make happen. But always operate out of an idea of abundance. You know, the elite see money as an abundant thing. Like, we all can make a bunch of money. We all can have thriving practices. We all can do X, Y, or Z, have the dry eye suite, the myopia management clinics. A rising tide raises all ships. When you're scared, when you're not really sure of yourself, you're like, oh, if I do myopia management and they do myopia management, neither of us are going to win. You don't realize the synergistic effect that if they're hearing it from all over, we all will be better. All right. So, a position of abundance. Okay. Another thing is when you surround yourself with people that have done big things, that are walking down the same path as you, the things that you thought were your big, hairy, audacious goal, your BHAG, that you just, oh, if I could only get to this, it's just a Tuesday afternoon for these people. They have done it, they do it, and it's just normal. My whole perspective on what I thought was attainable, what I could do, was 10 million in 10 years, right? That's what I want to do, right? I'm like, oh, that's really stinking big. And then I met people that are doing it. They're like, yeah, we got there, we did this, you can get there. Oh, it's a real thing. This isn't just something that I'm really shooting for, it's attainable. Changed my whole mindset, my perspective. Like, when I go to other conferences, and again, this is not a knock on anyone, but the doctors I used to look up to or think they had a really big, thriving practice, yeah, they have a great business. They're doing awesome, but they could do so much more. They're not pushing the envelope to where it could be. And there's a lot of reasons that go into that. And I'm not saying that you have to go to be that $10 million practice. You can have a $1 million practice and be amazingly happy, right? What do you want out of life? But for me, I just didn't think it was possible. I didn't think it was attainable to do that. Like, yeah, there's a few here or there. But in one meeting, I met like five people that already had done it. Maybe six or seven, if I think about the people I talked to. It's so realistic that changed my mindset. And I think that's awesome because now I'm like, oh, I gotta dream bigger. Like 10 in 10 years, all right, but that's gonna be done. I'm gonna get there. What's the next step? You don't want your 10-year goal to be like, that's it. What's next? So it changes your perspective. Surround yourself with other people doing big things, and it's just the norm. If you're the only person that's chasing these dreams, chasing these goals, and when you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you're on an island a lot of the time. People that are around you will talk about, yeah, I want my time off pay. I want my vacation pay. I'm gonna get put in my PTO or I'm gonna take this vacation. And I'm like, if I don't work, I don't eat. You know, if I'm not there at the office, we're not bringing in revenue. We don't have the security that people falsely put on their 9-to-5 job, which isn't bad, but you and I both know that's only as secure as the bottom line. If the corporate entities feel like that's they need to cut budget, they need to cut their budget, they're gone, right? That job is just a line item to them, right? We have the realization, we've seen behind the curtain, we know what business owners do. There's a lot more pressure and anxiety, but it also is a lot greater freedom. All right, so surround yourself and have bigger expectations because you see it being done. I always say iron sharpens iron. You hear me say that. The thing I've learned about the people that are doing the things that I want to do is that they're always trying to get better. Like Julie Helmes is one of the people I've looked up to before I actually met Julie Helmes. And the thing I admired about her is I went to Vision Expo West. And, I'm listening to podcasts of her talking, hearing the things she's doing. And she's in the same classes as me. And she's asking questions to try to get better. She's pushing back on the lectures and saying X, Y, and Z. And she's looking for people to poke holes in her mentality because she wants to get better. I love that. When I surrounded myself with the people at the P3 group, they all were very successful. And everyone came with a humble mindset of, tell me how I can be better. What can I do to grow? That's amazing. That humility, it just doesn't come to everyone. Like, I am perfect prime example. I didn't want to hear how I could be better. I would shut my ears off to anyone out there because they didn't understand. Little did I know, people are looking at me and be like, just an average practice if he's lucky, right? We could switch three things in his office and he would be doing X, Y, or Z more in revenue or having better patient experiences. It's as simple as this. When I went to the room and showed him my things, they gave me three things that I could do instantly, and I have, and you know what? I'm better for it. Right? Iron sharpens iron. Always try to get better. So that's kind of the things that I've gathered, what I love about being around that environment. What can you do? All right, here's, four things I think you can do right now to be better, to level yourself up. Number one, P3 is open to anyone, but it doesn't have to be P3. I know VisionSource has resource groups, P3, talk to your lab reps. They have groups, they have people that will collaborate. Talk to your local, West Michigan Optometric Association. Talk to people. All you need is a group of like-minded people that want to share ideas. I was texting a doctor today, who have a mutual patient, and we're talking about dry eye things, and we made each other better just from a little text interaction, a little call, because we both were open to ideas, wanted to collaborate. We weren't shying away from sharing what we do. Because we both know a rising tide raises all ships, right? It's really easy to have a mastermind group. Now, if you don't have the ability, you don't have the time to have a mastermind group, just collaborate with anyone and everyone that has a business that operates in the business realm. You have friends, colleagues, I guarantee they have done something in a private practice setting. Talk to them. What do they do? What's their protocol? Opportunities are created by putting yourself out there. I kid you not. I put it out there for the past 2 years that I want to do 10 million in 10 years. And I don't know why I keep telling everyone that, but I have. And you know what? Because people know I'm driven, I have energy, and I have big goals, they're coming to me with opportunities to make me better. Literally, just talking to people about what I aspire to do has made these things come into my realm of opportunity. What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? Tell people. Don't be afraid. Don't shy away and man up to that. Live up to it. I'm going to do this. These are the things I'm doing. Because I've put it out there, I've told so many people, I'm like, I better be moving forward. Right? It's a self-accountability thing, but it's also something where you don't realize that gives other people juice, gives other people energy, and they're like, we can work together. We can help each other do this. You have to have that vision. You have to have that dream, but don't be afraid to put it out there because heaven forbid you put it out there and you fail. Who cares? There's so many people that want to be an artist. They want to be an author. They want to be X, Y, or Z. And they kind of talk about it, but they're afraid to actually do it because if they do it, they have to confront the reality that they might not be good. They might not be what they think they are. And by never taking the shot, never putting themselves out there, they don't break the facade of what they could have been. Right? What they believe they are, but they don't want to see if it holds up to the actual test of doing it. Right? Those people will look back on their life and have regret. Don't have regret. Make moves. And you know what? If you fail or if things change, you adapt and pivot. I got new information and now I'm doing things differently. That's fine. But take big shots. Put it out there. Collaborate. All right? Big dreams, big goals. So mastermind, collaborate, anyone, everyone. It can be text messaging. Now, those take effort and it takes someone else to reciprocate. If you don't feel comfortable putting yourself out there, there are a million podcasts out there. This is one of them. Listen to this podcast. You hear what I'm doing, hear what I'm trying to do. Let me be your carrot. Be like, I can do it better than him. He's going to do it this way. Let me do it my way. I'll do it better. I'll send him an email, a text, whatnot. Be like, hey, you know, you said this was the best way. I did it another way. Proved you wrong. Or you said it was the way to do it. I did it. It rocked it. But I added this, this, and this. You can make it better. I welcome it. Bring it on. I want to be better. I listen to podcasts of people that are doing things. They're successful. They've accomplished a ton. They think differently than the majority of the people I talk to. I love having that be the energy I surround myself with. So find podcasts, read books, right? There's a lot of passive ways to get your world a level up. Don't settle for where you're at. Find people that have done big things and you'll find a common thread of what they do, their mentality, their personalities, that you can take and steal and make your own. And just spoiler alert, it's not because they didn't drink that latte or they jump in a cold plunge or cold bath. Beware of the people that have a magic pill. There is no magic pill, but it's just a way of life. It's their mantra that they tell themselves. It's the things that they do over and over again. Don't fall victim for the quick fix. All right, there's a lot of that out there in snake oil salesmen as well. Filter and move on and go from there. In that same vein, find people in the optometric space. There's a ton of them that go on podcasts that they talk and do your research on them. What are they doing? Like Paul Karpecki, amazing doctor. I've listened to him on a couple podcasts and he's no different than us, right? Anthony Hopkins, In the Edge, what one man can do, so can another. What they can accomplish, so can we. That dude from BioTissue that created this whole company just had a belief, a dream, a goal, and he made it happen. We can do the same thing. I have this vision for what I want to create, and I know it can be done. And I'm going after it. I'm putting my time, effort, energy, money, recruiting people that believe the same thing as me, they're out there. Just keep knocking on doors, but find these personalities and use them as your barometer. And then the last thing, so that's number 4A, 4B, find someone and let them be your carrot. Let them be the person you're chasing. I know Julie Helmus now. I've talked to her a couple times. I can text her if I need to. Awesome person. Love her to death. She's the leader of my mastermind group. But before I knew her, I knew of her. And the thing I like about her is you put her in a room of people and she's not happy just doing her best. She wants to win. When she was in the group of our group, our people, she's like, I want us to be legit. I want every single one of you to be better. She's taking ownership of the group and like wants us to be the best. And I hear the things that she's doing before I even knew her. I'm like, oh, I can do what she's doing. I want to be like that. And I'm chasing her. And we collaborate. We share ideas with each other. She's awesome because she'll take, I'm a nothing practice compared to what hers is, right? But she's looking to me for ideas. She's looking to everyone in the group. I think part of the reason she likes being the mastermind group is she gets ideas from us too. She's looking to get better, take ideas and use them in her own practice. And I love that. I love that she's taking just the bull by the horn. She's constantly seeking, trying to get better. And I'd give her the shirt off my back. I'd help her out in any way I possibly can. But I love that because she's competitive and I know she's out there trying to get better, that I can't let up for a single day. Those are the people out there that I want to surround myself with. Martin Carroll, Cheyenne Vision Clinic. I know what he's done and what he's created. And dude is awesome. I'm chasing him. I'm chasing her. Those are people I want to be like. I want someone someday to chase me like I'm chasing them. To look at their careers and say, how do I make your life my life? How do I make this happen? And I'll sit down and tell them, we'll walk them through. Heck, we'll give a link to the podcast. Listen to me over the years and what I've learned and done. But you have to have people that make you better. You have to have people that you're chasing. If you're not chasing anything, you really are just going aimlessly. So, if I give you nothing else, if you take nothing else away from this, is that there's a group of people, not just one, two, but a group of people that are already doing the things that you want to do. You need to find them, you need to talk to them. What I found in life is the people that are tearing down, your practice or how you do things are never above you. The people above you want to help you get to where they're at. The people that will tear you down are with you or below you. Like that goes, that rings true when it comes to marriages, when it comes to businesses, when it comes to, sports. The people that are up here will do everything they can to raise you up to their level. They want to help you. It's an abundance mindset. The people right next to you or below you have a scarcity mindset and they're trying to tear you down. Find the people that want to build you up and it will open up your eyes. It'll be that paradigm shift that gives you a whole new world of possibility. That's what I have for you. We'll have more for you next week. Where, oh, where has the time gone? We are to the closing thought of the episode, and today I will leave you with this thought. It's not original, but it is so perfect for this podcast. People often are lost. They want to know, what do I do to get to where I want to be? And the best advice I put out there that I've been given, that I've seen, I've read, is start something and give it all you have. Activity will drive direction. The enemy of activity is perfection. Plans, ideas, strategy does not have to be perfect. Just start. Period. I could elaborate on this. I could talk about it forever, but listen to this podcast and just start. That's what I have for you. Dr. Lily out.